What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining me for an interview today is UTSA wide receiver Joshua Cephas. Now, Joshua put together a stellar career there in San Antonio for the UTSA football program under Jeff Traylor, and now he's preparing for the NFL draft. And so, Joshua, I know you've had quite the busy pre-draft process. Thanks for taking the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for having me on here. It's been a pretty great experience.
That's good to hear, man. I know that we're rapidly approaching the NFL draft coming up next weekend already, and I know your agenda has been pretty packed in as well, Josh. So talk to us a little bit about what it's been like for you these last several weeks.
So the last several weeks, I've really just been trying to stay in shape, kind of maintain weight. Been talking to teams, setting up visits and stuff like that, so I can go visit the teams. Really just for the teams to get to know me, get to see how I learn, how I pick up stuff, as far as my football IQ, just some things like that.
Okay, now Josh, you did have a stellar career there at UTSA. I know this past season, 89 receptions, 1,151 receiving yards, 10 touchdowns in 2023. How special of a season was it for you to conclude your Roadrunner career on that high note?
It was very special. To go out with a bang like that, it meant everything. It was definitely a goal to finish my season with 1,000 yards in my career, which was the first time that I've officially done that. So it was pretty special last year. I had 985 yards. I was 15 yards away, and I ended up missing a game. So it really meant everything to me.
You all have been perennial contenders under Jeff Traylor there. He has completely turned around that football program, got the fan base excited. I mean, I've been there in San Antonio these last several years, seen the buzz every single season. The Roadrunners, you all have been a winning program. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like playing under Jeff Traylor all these years?
It's been great. It's been great. He has this saying that he says his goal isn't to win football games. His goal is to see how many men he can make out of how many boys that go to UTSA. So he's been doing a great job of that, making sure that the boys that come to him grow as men and become good husbands, good sons, good brothers, good fathers, just things like that. And then from the beginning, his culture that he brought in really just kind of breaks down winning. And another saying that he has, he got so many sayings. Another saying that he has is it's an acronym for win, and it's what's important now. So he really just focuses on what's important now. And really just dives into details and really breaks down winning. So I think that plays a big part in why we've been so successful over the years.
Josh, I know another mantra that is all over T-shirts and merchandise is the 210 triangle of toughness. You know, that's something that is a very big part of that program. Share a little bit more about what that means to you and the program.
So the triangle of toughness is basically, there are three sides of a triangle. The triangle that he shows is an equilateral triangle, which means all sides are equal. So that's offense, defense, and special teams, and he breaks it down into three parts, which are running the football physically, being physical on defense, and having a great special team. So if you achieve all those goals and you win on all those phases of the game, then you'll win a football game. So that's what the 2-0 triangle of toughness is.
All right, Frank Harris has been your quarterback there in San Antonio, and Frank has had a pretty illustrious college career himself, putting up some stellar numbers. What type of bond did you develop with Frank Harris during your time there at UTSA?
Man, Frank, that's my guy. Not just on the field, but off the field. His personality is very unique. I don't think you'll meet too many Franks. So we connected pretty well. Just the bond that we have on the field. Me playing quarterback definitely helped me see kind of what he's going through at the quarterback position. So on the field, we're always on the same page. You'll never really see us kind of disconnect. So I think that definitely helps the bond. You know, receivers like a quarterback who will throw the ball to him. So off the field again, man, he's just a great guy. He's a man of God, and a great person. So he makes it easy for you to connect and bond well.
Josh, Tariq Woolen, you got Marcus Davenport several years ago. UTSA is starting to get well represented in the NFL. And for you, I know also Rashad Wisdom is another player that's in this pre-draft process looking to get to the next level. How exciting is it for you putting UTSA on the map in another year, another draft class? You have the chance to make your mark and once again put the UTSA football program on the grid.
It's a great thing. I'm very grateful to God for giving me the opportunity to add to the list of people coming out of UTSA. So, man, it's a great thing just seeing how UTSA have grown over the last couple of years since I've been there. I remember it was a time that people weren't coming to the games, even before and after COVID. It was kind of empty, but man, the last couple of years, the fans of San Antonio have really showed out and really supported UTSA football. And I'm just glad to be a part of the process.
Well, as I alluded to at the beginning of the interview, you have had quite a bit of travel during this pre-draft process. And that includes playing in the Hula and the Shrine Bowls, which are two college all-star games that gave you the platform, Josh, to perform in front of NFL scouts and coaches and talent evaluators. Can you share a little bit about both of those experiences and how you benefited from them?
They were both great experiences. I think the most important thing that I took from those bowl games was the information that I brought from the active NFL coaches that were there. And really it was just to be like a pro, you know, or be a pro. And that's in taking care of my body. So I can have longevity in the league, being in the playbook, knowing what I'm supposed to do, staying in the film room, watching film, just little things like that. And of course, like on the field, making sure that I'm getting better at getting in and out of routes, creating more and more separation at the top of my routes, just small things like that. All that information that I got from those bowl games has definitely given me confidence and help me prepare for what's coming on the next level.
How do you feel like you were able to showcase your talent, your skill set, your discipline, your work ethic to NFL scouts during those games? I mean, do you feel pretty good about the impact and how well-rounded of a player that you can be once you get a chance in the NFL?
Yes, sir. I think it was great. All the eyes that I needed to be on me were on me at the time. So I feel like God put me in a position and set it up to where I can actually showcase my talent and really prove that I deserve to be at those bowls, playing against great talent from way bigger schools than I'm used to playing, like Texas. Well, I've played Texas, but They're in the big school category. LSU, Clemson, Michigan, all these schools. It was pretty crazy to see, and really just made me grateful for the experience that I got to showcase my talent and really put on display that I deserve to be there.
At 6'2", 193 pounds, 4'5'8", 40, or 4'5'7", rather, 4'3'7", short shuttle, 32.5-inch vertical, 10'2", broad jump. Joshua, those are some pretty eye-popping numbers for a player your size, a bigger physical wide receiver. Talk about your pro day. How do you feel like it went for you?
Honestly, I feel like I could have had better numbers. I definitely didn't test to what I could actually do, and to my standard, I definitely left a couple seconds or milliseconds, hundreds of seconds off the times, in my shuttle and my 40. I definitely don't think I jumped well. I feel like I'm my biggest critic. Anybody's standard of me is way lower than what I think of myself. So. I really
sick of being upsold at gyms.
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just hold myself to the standard to try my best to be perfect at all things. So I don't think I did too well. I think I did exactly what they thought I was gonna do, which isn't to my standard. So that's really why I'm saying I don't think I did well. But I honestly feel like I didn't hurt myself. I did what they thought I was gonna do. So I don't think I lost any stock from Pro Day, but I definitely do think I could have done better.
For all those fans that have not seen Joshua play football, I advise you to go turn on the film. He's a physical wideout, can also get it done with his speed and his quickness at the line of scrimmage. He's a touchdown machine, double-digit touchdowns this past season. Now, Josh, when you look at your ability to execute the entire route tree in the NFL, what can you say about your ability to do so and also your confidence to successfully do it when you get that NFL opportunity?
I can do it. I definitely know I can run the whole route tree in the NFL. My size and how I bend in my routes definitely allows me to do that. I'm very confident in that. I'm confident in me, even if I don't, I'm confident in me learning how to, and like you say, the ability that I have, I will be able to if I don't know how yet. So I'm actually looking forward to that and actually learning how to run those routes.
Well, you are a slept on wide receiver draft prospect in this year's draft class. Of course, you know, all the hype and the buzz is going to go to Rome Odunze and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. But Joshua, you are a pretty talented, skillful wide receiver. So in your own words, what makes you stand out from other wide receiver prospects in this class?
I would say I love to block. I feel like I'm a very selfless teammate. I have no problem blocking. I'm a very physical blocker. I love to finish blocks, see my opponent on the ground. I can run routes very, very crisply, get in and out of my breaks faster than any DBs. And other than that, really, I would say I'm just a genuine and transparent person. Well, whatever they ask, whatever you ask, you know, I'll tell you. I don't have a problem with speaking on anything.
And what type of teammate are you, Josh? I know you mentioned that you love to root on your teammates. You talked about your connection and relationship with Frank Harris. But what can an NFL team expect from you both on and off the field and in the locker room?
They can expect a competitor to come in and immediately compete. If they got dogs in the room as well, which I believe they do, they'll step up their game as well. They'll get a leader. And me watching film as much as I can throughout the day, throughout the week, someone who takes care of his body pretty consistently. They'll get a selfless teammate. So the criticism that I give, the positive feedback that I'll give, it'll all be out of love. So just to make the team better. And those are some of the things that they'll get from me once they draft me.
From what I understand, you've taken several visits to meet with NFL teams ahead of the NFL draft. How has that process gone for you?
Man, it's been great. You know, I've been working since I was about four to get to this point in my life, and for me to be right at the doorstep. My dad always says I just have to walk in it. So I've really just been trying to enjoy the process, kind of take it all in. Because once you get drafted, a lot of people think that the work stops, but that's actually when the work begins and where you actually have to go earn your spot. So I've really just been trying to stay in shape, keep moving around, and enjoy the process. So whenever that day comes that I hear my name called or I get that call, I'll be ready to go attack and really put my name all across the league.
I'm glad that you brought up training and staying in shape, because you're going to have rookie minicamp coming up, Josh, and I know – you want to be in the best possible shape that you can be. So with that being said, who have you been training with during this pre-draft process?
Really, I've just been training with one of my high school strength coaches. His name is Cam Montgomery. He's been working kind of all over the city. He's a great guy. Man, he knows his stuff for sure. He's just been putting me to work and kind of adding to my ability of being in the weight room. So I've just been grateful to have him.
Now, are you still in San Antonio? Or are you back home?
Yes, sir. I'm back in Houston.
Okay, nice. Now, Joshua, right now there's a lot of elite NFL wide receivers in today's game. Do you have a favorite wide receiver that you like to watch and study film on?
I have a couple of them. Davante Adams is probably my number one. I like to watch Justin Jefferson for sure. Calvin Ridley. I used to watch Calvin Ridley's highlights before I went to sleep, like every night my sophomore and junior year of college.
Wow.
So Calvin Ridley is up there. I think just the way his route running is crazy. The way he can get in and out of breaks, his speed running the routes, is pretty crazy. I feel like his ball skills are pretty well. His run after catch is crazy as well. So I feel like I've learned a lot from those guys.
Hypothetically, Josh, how cool would it be to get drafted by the Titans and be teammates with Calvin Ridley?
Man, that'll be crazy. I don't think it'd be too good for him, because I'll be asking him questions every second of the day.
Man, I'm sure you would be like in awe being teammates with him. But that's the crazy part, man, of becoming an NFL player. You never know who you're going to be teammates with, who you're going to be lined up against in training camp. And that's all part of the fun. But do you have a short list of like quarterbacks that you would love to play with at the next level?
Oh, for sure. Pat Mahomes, of course. You know, I'm sure a lot of people would say that. Josh Allen would be a crazy team up. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson would be crazy. Jalen Hurts, man, the list is kind of Justin Herbert. I like Justin Herbert. Who else, man? It's really a lot of them.
Yeah, I know, man. There's a lot of top quarterback prospects in the NFL right now, and that's what makes the game so enjoyable to watch. You're seeing these quarterbacks go out there and perform night in, night out. And so, Josh, It's going to be an exciting time, man, to see you, especially somebody that's been in the San Antonio market, that's been around the program a little bit, to see you there on Sundays. You know, God willing, you get your opportunity and you're able to make an impact, seeing you out there performing and opening up eyes across the NFL. It truly is going to be a great opportunity for me speaking and then also for the entire program, man. It's going to be a proud moment to see you out there representing UTSA.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a great moment. God willing, I hear my name called or get the phone call. I can't wait. It's been a crazy journey. Honestly, I'm really ready to get to my team and ready to get to work. So I can actually showcase what I've been trying to these last couple of years in college.
Any hometown love for the Houston Texans or for the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like you say, hometown is Houston. So the Texans doing it big this year. Really looking forward to Stephon Diggs and what he'll be doing there. So a lot of love for the Texans.
Well, Josh, it's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast, man. I know that you're very focused. You're excited. Draft weekend is coming up a week from this Thursday. So you got any plans, man? What are you going to do for draft weekend?
I'll just watch it. I'll just watch it with my immediate family. After I get the call of what team I'll be going to, then I'll have like a send away, going away party, with family and friends. So, I'm looking forward to that as well. Just kind of celebrating the end of my amateur journey and the start of my pro process. So, I think that'll be cool.
I can't wait to see where you land. It's coming really soon. Keep up the good work, Josh, and know that God has a plan for you. And I pray that that right opportunity comes knocking or calling, whatever it may be. And look forward to seeing you play in the NFL one day. So take care. God bless. Keep up the great work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show as well.
Absolutely. Take care, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Yes, sir. You too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.